Okay, those of you on the panel, make your way up front, please, and take one of these chairs up here. Today, we are not having a sermon. By the way, I say this once in a while. As Presbyterians, we're not required to have a sermon. We are required to hear the good news in some way. The good news can come in the form of song or poetry or dance or testimony. So we've got a panel of folks who agreed to be up here today. You guys use this mic and pass that back and forth. And you guys can pass that mic back and forth. And so Mert Morrow was supposed to be up here too, but she was infected by grandchildren today. I think I'll come down here so I'm out of the way a little bit. And so, but these five brave souls are with us, and I prompt them with a couple of questions, but really I want them to feel free to say what they want to say as we celebrate 160 years of mission ministry, worship, care, friendship in this congregation. So the first question I'll pitch out, do with us what you want, is will you share a memory, something special to you? Who wants to start? Who wants to get us going? And first of all, why don't you all, in case we have guests or newer folks, why don't you say who you are and how long you've been around, and then share the memory. Bill, you want to start? Yeah. And then go to Bernie.
I'm anxious to do this. Okay. I'm Bill Pollock. I was brought into this church by my adoptive parents when I was still a babe in arms, just a few weeks after I was born. So this is, I hate to think even how long, 78 years, is that right, Eileen?
I believe you are 77.
77, so I'm exaggerating a little, and my memory is shot too. And so for my memories of things in the church are perhaps shot, but I think it was 1966 that our pastor then, Gordon Zimmerman, spoke from the pulpit during worship of a list of things that members could do to volunteer to help in the church. One of them was choir, and I thought, well, I can do that. I can sing the hymn, so I can sing in the choir, maybe. So that Wednesday, then, I showed up here, and Carl Kleinsmith, who had been my band teacher in junior high, he had started me out on the cymbals, you know, and then promoted me to the bass drum. So he didn't have a very high idea of
that. May be a demotion, but
he didn't really have a high opinion of my ability to do actual music. But he'll accept any warm bodies. We do today, by the way. And one thing I want to say that I learned from Greg, the audience doesn't know whether we're getting it right or not. They don't have the music. And probably couldn't read it if they did. So don't worry about flubbing. We do all the time, and I did today. I hope you didn't notice. But the my memory is actually a memory of disappointment. Because Carl said, well, you sing over there on that side with the tenors. And I hadn't thought it through. I realized later that this bruised my male ego. Because I thought real men sing bass. And even now today, when we were singing something in the congregation, I picked out the bass notes and sang those. And I will tell you, Greg, I struggled with those high notes today.
So do we all.
But the other thing I want to say about the choir is it is a joy. More than 50 years of enjoyment in singing the wonderful music of the church and doing that with the wonderful members of the choir. You don't have to be a soloist. Just come on up and move your lips. We need your help in the choir. I was lucky to have J.C. Johnson beside me. He was a strong, confident tenor, and I learned how to sing tenor from him. Maybe that'll happen to you.
Thank you, Bill. Bernie, do you want to go next?
Sure.
Come back over to Jerry.
I really had a
little... Can you use the microphone so they can hear you better?
You can't hear me.
We're recording it, so we want to get this down digitally and officially.
Is it ready?
Yep.
Is it working?
Yep.
Usually it's not. That's the reason. Sorry, but microphones and I don't have a first-name relationship. I was a little bit fascinated when Jared sent me an email asking me, pointing out it was the 160th anniversary, and asking me if I would be willing to participate. Because I realize I'm pretty close to one of the oldest members in this congregation, but I don't think I've reached the 160 mark yet. But I was thinking about, what should I tell you? And most of you probably will know more about me than you really want to. So I thought about the time we actually left the Presbyterian Church. And I thought about the motivation for why we did this. John was in middle school. At that time, there wasn't a youth group. Bill was doing not Cub Scouts, but regular Scouts, I remember. But, so John was participating in basketball at a community Christian church on Saturday and had made friends with a lot of their youth and also with Leon Weiss. And he came to us after one of the Saturday sessions and said, you know, Mom and Dad, I'd really like to be a part of that youth group. Well, we thought about it, we talked about it, and we decided we're a family that we do everything together. So we decided we would go too. And for many, many years, we were very active, did all the things that were traditional as a part of the church. But then, as your children usually do, John went away to college. And I am really missing the Presbyterian Church. So one weekday, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I always remember the beautiful light coming in the windows. And I was sitting over here on a front pew, talking to God as I frequently do, generally just to say, thank you, God, for another day. But I really was torn. What do we do? And I wanted to talk to Bob about it, but I sort of wanted to know what my position was first. And Rob Lapp, the minister, came in, found me sitting in here. We visited for a long time, told him about my dilemma. Do I come back to the church I left without any hard feelings, but just left? And he assured me, I wasn't sure how you congregational members would accept us. But he assured me the Presbyterians would welcome us back, and he did. And this is our church. John and Carol were married here. They're very active in the church. Bob's funeral was here, and mine will be too. But I think the point I want to make is, your ties to this church go deeper than just sitting there in the pew on Sunday. You know where your heart lies, as I do. It's over there in that pew. We've been there forever. And I'm really glad we are.
Thank you, Bernie. Jared?
Jared Martin.
Told you.
I think we've been here, Center's 14, so 13-ish years. And the two ladies who would know this aren't here today. I'll have to confirm both of them, one obviously my wife, but the other being Merv Burrows.
memory?
I've got lots of memories and lots of things that I could say, but I think that witnessing the baptisms of my wife and my children would probably be right up there. Much more to say about the congregation itself and how I feel about this place and the community and what it means to me personally. But I think there will be more opportunity.
Okay, we'll do a round two again. And by the way, we probably have some more baptisms coming up. So if you have a child or you want to receive baptism, talk to me. So we'll probably bring that in weeks to come. Great.
Well, I've been here since 1995, so we're pushing 25 years here. But the congregation is, I guess, why I'm here. I gave Sally Eccles lessons before I started coming here. And she said, well, we have an opening for a choir director, so that's kind of how I ended up coming here. But really, the congregation's been a choir's wide state. Bill's exactly right. It's a wonderful bunch of people, and we have great fun as well as hopefully making great music. And that's really most of my memories, the years that the college choir combined, and we did some lessons and carols with the college choir and the Presbyterian choir. You know, all my girls were married here. Emily's parents were, funerals were here. So the ties run pretty deep as far as that goes. So it's back to that welcoming community here that we have as a congregation. But I did want to say, Bill, actually, the bass drum is not a demotion, because if you're off, the entire band is. So that was actually a relatively important part, because I fought with my bass drummer for 12 weeks now about keeping a beat. So you need to rethink that, even though it was a number of years back. So.
Well said. I think there's something in scripture about there being no unimportant role, instruments or something like that. So I apologize for demeaning the bass drum. Okay, Christian.
I'm Christian Snow. I've been here for a good 3 or 4 years. Yeah, it's not that many.
That's why we wanted you.
Yeah. One of my best memories was definitely just coming here, because I had always gone to the Catholic Church, because I went to St. Mary's. And the Catholic Church is really strict on rules, and I really wanted to be Catholic, but they refused to baptize me, so that was a problem. and I got one of my friends is really strict Catholic, and it gets pretty annoying sometimes. So we just argue about that a lot. And then when I came here, I looked at the pews, and there was no kneeling there. I was so confused by that. I was like, there's no kneeling thing. You're supposed to kneel. My mom's like, we don't kneel here. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
That's our biggest selling point.
Yeah, definitely one of my best memories. And then another one of my best memories was, I was being confirmed, and we were kind of just exploring around the church. And we went up to the bell tower, and it's kind of like a worship up there with all the dead pigeons. But it's honestly, other than that, it's really cool. It's just really cool that this was built 160 years ago. Like, that was just really cool for me. So that was also definitely one of my best memories.
Good. Most people have a bell tower memory, either a haunting or something, so that's good. Okay, so let's move to, we've got a little bit of time left, let's go round two. The question I asked you was something like, why is the church meaningful to you? But this can be open, you can take this in any number of directions you want. Jared, you got a mic, you want to go first?
Sure.
So, did you turn this up?
I've mentioned that at different times when we had new individuals or families who were joining the church, I had opportunity to provide. testimony to some degree. I think that there are several things. So one of the things that drew me particularly to the church was the element of teaching and not so much preaching. The church that I grew up in was just different. I felt like there was another level of depth to this journey that I was experiencing that provided me I guess more of a foundation for me to explain and kind of convey my faith. But I've traveled some pretty rocky roads, much as a result of the decisions that I've made in my life. And when we came here, I'm from here, from the community, grew up here and moved away only for a few short years. But when we came here, I felt nothing but love. In grace, and as a result of just that, we kept coming. And as the years have gone on, things aren't. Life isn't easy, I still stumble and fall and wreck my face and do that in front of my wife and in front of my kids. So I don't come here as an individual who has anything figured out. I come here because without this community, I'd feel more stuck in my stuff. One of Jared's first, one of his first sermons was, and you revisited it a couple of weeks ago, about wrestling with your faith. That was so freeing to be given permission to do that. I felt like I've always been able to do that here in this place and question. I don't know if that's just something that's innate in me, but I'm a why type of guy, and so. That's not always welcomed in communities of faith. I, as a result of this community being that way, I don't have to wrestle with being here. Life is hard enough as it is. And so, again, being given permission and allowance to openly question and struggle and not feel worse about myself as a result is a big part of life here.
Good.
I won't keep going here, but another memory, of course, my mother was her funeral was here, but that was a point that Jared also made at her service was. That she too wrestled with her faith, and having this community open its arms, it's not a mic drop, open its arms the way that it did, validated all of those things that I felt and I've come to know about this community.
Very good. If I can get a little bit of feedback, you might back off that volume just a little bit, and we'll force them to speak into the mic, so they'll compensate for you. Why don't we jump over to Christian? What's meaningful to you about the church?
What's probably most meaningful to me about the church is having an open mind and different beliefs isn't frowned upon. Like I said, I came from the Catholic Church, and I felt like there, because I would have different beliefs, I felt like I was frowned upon. And I just really didn't like that. But like when I came to this church, I really connected with the ideal that you can have different beliefs and that's okay. That's what really is meaningful to me.
Good. Thank you, Chris. Bill, jump over to you.
Well, the last two said that I think the most important things, Jared mentioned love and faith. The Christian mentioned, and Jared too mentioned the fact that we accept a wide range of ideas around the fundamental philosophy that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. I can't add to that.
Okay, thank you. Greg?
Mine's just that this is kind of believe it or not, the one quiet time I get during the week. I actually usually find playing relaxing. And so this is after a really, really busy week is my quiet time. So that's what I enjoy worshiping.
Good. I bet other people feel the same way. Very good.
I think I should echo Christian's statement. I once had a person say to me, "Oh, you Presbyterians are so liberal." To which I replied, "No, we just mind our own business." And to kind of pinpoint that, and I warned the Edens back there, this might happen to you. The boys were very young, but we believed in having them here in church. And the collection plate was being passed, but we're a family of linemen and not quarterbacks. And so the plate got dropped. As I said, it was at the back of the room. Coins are going everywhere. Money is floating through the air. We're frantically trying to pick it up. And you know what? Not a single person ever mentioned that incident. And I think that's difficult. We take care of people when they need our help, but we don't expect a gold star for it.
Well said. Well said. Why don't we thank these folks for sharing with us?